Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little thing.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. One of his greats. My pride and joy. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here. A little rock and roll blues on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our new friend, but she's with a company that has been a friend of ours for a while. Carla Caldwell is the training manager in the United States for Xero, X-E-R-O, Xero.com, which is an organization. I'll tell you what, let me let Carla explain that. Carla, tell the audience what you guys do specifically.
What we do is create small business accounting software. It's an application running completely in the cloud. And one of the things that I really was attracted to when I first started hearing about Xero was the way that it was originally created was a collaboration between a small business owner and his accountant. And they wanted to work better together. And here we are talking about, you know, a New Year's resolution, and that's exactly what they decided to do, and that's how Xero got started. So it really was about helping the small business owner who doesn't like accounting be able to do his accounting. And so that's how it began. And it started with immediately saying, let's just rethink things and make it easy and crazy.
So
as
you didn't bring any baggage to this new development. You started with a clean whole cloth. And a clean slate. And it makes a lot of sense. And so naturally, by doing that, a relatively new company, you started in the cloud, which is what most people would do.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because we're able to leverage so much by doing that. If you have an international business and need to bring in exchange rates, then you know, that's done automatically for
you.
But
so with your applications in the cloud, now, folks, as you know, as we've talked about on the show before, that means that the processing power is on somebody else's servers. It's not on your desktop. You're accessing it through the internet. You're accessing that processing power, which means you're always getting updates and all that sort of thing. But what about my financial documents? Do they reside on my hard drive or do they reside on your servers?
Everything is completely up there on our servers, and you can still download things to have it. Of course,
so I can still take possession of my reports and my information and pull them down onto my hard drive if I want to.
Oh, absolutely.
Which also means that they're backed up, right?
That's right. Automatically every day.
Right. All right. So let's talk about how does this work in the cloud? How does what you do work in the cloud?
Well, we're completely cloud applications. So just like when you go online to do your online banking, same idea with Xero.
Right.
And so you can use your Mac and you can use their PC. You can use your Android or your iPhone, your iPad, your tablet, and be able to access that no matter what, from any time, anywhere.
Is there a tie-in with banking? Do you integrate banking information, online banking into your program?
We do. That was one of the first things that we wanted to make sure and do. And so every day on a daily basis, all of your bank transactions are automatically brought in, not just for your checking account, but your credit cards, your PayPal account.
Right.
So all of that information comes into the system. I don't have to remember to go import that in. It just happens. So then you can do reconciliations.
And if you're a small business owner and cash flow is always tough, it's always a challenge, you may want to pay a bill from this credit card or from this cash or whatever you have. So you have the ability to move that around.
Exactly. Yeah. And we designed our whole dashboard right when you first go into the system to deal with cash flow, because we know that's what small business owners need. They want to see it. Show me the money. So right there on the dashboard, you're going to see your bank account balances and you're going to see who owes you money and who you owe money to.
Will I be able to generate, I mean, this is a full general ledger accounting. I'll be able to generate all the reports. Does your program include a way to develop a 12-month cash flow projection?
Absolutely. You can have all kinds of budgets
This is something that I believe, Carla, if I could teach small business owners, every small business owner, how to build and use a 12-month cash flow projection, a real projection, not an old-fashioned accounting cash flow statement, but a real 12-month cash flow projection, I believe I could cut business failures in half.
Sure, absolutely. And being able to have that information at your fingertips. So when you're looking at your iPad and want to be able to get in there and look at your accounting system, that's exactly what you have there, is the access to all of that information. You can send out invoices off of your your tablet or your smartphone or whatever. So again, just having access to that is really key. You know, having a cash flow but not being able to get to it when you're, you know, really sitting down on the coffee shop working on your business.
Right.
That's an issue. So now you can do that.
Well, and you know, I could see where you could be trying to negotiate a deal with a customer and they're trying to ask you for some terms that you hadn't thought about before. You could go in the cloud while you're there. You could say, "Can you give me a minute?" You could go in and maybe put some new numbers into your cash flow projection. See what that's going to do to your cash. See what that's going to do to your all that. And you could, it would help you make a decision about whether you could accept those terms or not.
Exactly. Got to have it at your fingertips.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really, really powerful, folks. And it's xero.com, right?
That's right.
Folks, I'm telling you, I'm letting Carla tell you the story specifically so you get an idea about how this kind of capability, Xero is one company, there are others out there, but just get an idea about how the cloud, accounting in the cloud can work. Carla, good job today. Thank you for being here. Say hi to Jamie for us.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Okay, check it out, folks, Xero.com, and see what they've got there. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. And we are airplanes
today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.